This is RSBNB Update, episode 269, recorded Friday, August 13th, 2010. I don't know, LOL. Hello, everybody. We're doing this show once again. Welcome back to our listeners who wait eagerly every Saturday to download this. And hello to anybody new out there who's just hearing us for the first time. Welcome. The peacekeeping Chief Snake is here with me this week.
A flattering.
Well, yeah, your RuneWire profile says you're the resident peacekeeping Kiwi.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Anyways.
Good to be here.
Yeah, you know, peacekeeping is better than war making or something, so it's always a good thing.
Yeah, of course.
Anyways, we got a quest this week entitled Avoid Dance. You know, I got in the habit of calling it avoidance because avoid dance, you know?
Yeah, see, I picked up on that when you said it. I was like, it could be avoidance. And then I realized it was probably intentional.
And, you know, I don't know if that's meant to be like that, but if it is, I don't know what you'd be avoiding in this quest.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you're avoiding the purple goo or something like that. So, you did not do this quest, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't realize that it had come out until yesterday, was it?
Yeah,
I don't know
something
when it actually
like
did come out, but the point
it came
was...
out on what day? Tuesday? Our Tuesday, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh well, either way, it was too late for me. I was very busy this week.
So
I still am very busy. I'm giving up my precious time to do this.
And that's
See, the first line of the trivia in the RuneScape wiki says avoid dance as a play on the word avoidance. So clearly, it is more obvious than I expected it to be.
Yeah. That's so good you're giving up time, because that means that people are going to be more likely to listen to you, because your time is more valuable, so they'll consider you more valuable.
Yes, absolutely, that should be how it works.
Yes. This is the sequel of last month's quest, Quiet Before the Swarm, the Void Knight series, so anybody, you guys can go back to, I forget what episode that was, and have a listen at what we thought about this one. Or that one, I mean. So,
but I didn't do that either, so I
no,
should
you
probably
didn't.
Go back.
So you wouldn't have been able to do this one either.
Really need to organize my life here.
It's really not worth it to do this quest if you've not done the first one. There's really no rush. But first off, the requirements are 46 Hunter, 47 Construction and Mining, 48 Summoning, 49 Herb Lore, 52 woodcutting, 54 thieving, Quiet Before the Swarm, obviously Druidic Ritual, and Wolf Whistle. For the obvious reasons that you need to have the Herb Lore skill unlocked for the chemistry part, and the Wolf Whistle part unlocked for handling the familiar you have to use as a bug, which is literally a bug. Because there's this point in this quest where you have to take this spider, and it's a listening spider, so you put it on next to this doorway, and so you can hear the secret password to enter this door. So it's really an actual, literal bug. So I thought that was kind of fun, but basically I'm not going to give you a whole spiel on this quest, because it is rather long in terms of what you have to do, but the whole idea here is that you have to find the pest that escaped last month. And then at the end of the quest, you're given a choice of whether or not you want to kill it or set it free. And obviously, that's another thing by Jagex, trying to bring the morals into the game, I guess. So good for them, I guess. I chose to kill it, but that's just me.
Oh, Shane.
I also chose to murder
you
the...
You are exactly like that in real life. If there is ever a bug in my room, you tell me to kill it.
Yeah, that's right.
Kill it! And then I say that I've just put it out the window, and you're like, oh, why didn't you kill it? Oh,
well, yeah.
I did that with a spider the other day. Neil was here at the time, and he tried, one of my friends, and he tried to kill it. And I was like, no, what are you doing? And I put this thing on top of it and put it out the window. But no, why do you have to kill it? It's just a poor little defenseless bug. It's not going to do anything to you unless... But, I mean, we only have like two types of poisonous spiders in New Zealand. And
you had one of those in your room before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The other kind is common. But I mean, even then, it is nothing compared to the types that you have overseas.
I don't know. I think
that's irrelevant. This other one that Neil was trying to kill was fine. Won't do anything to you.
Just kill it.
Continue.
Put it in the toilet so you can swim and then flush it.
No, Shane. No. You're so mean.
On the same topic, there's also, you can either knock someone out or you can straight out murder them because you need to get a key. So you can guess what it has to do with that.
This quest is just cruel.
It doesn't have to be cruel if you don't want it to be cruel.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess. But it's sort of by giving you the option, it's a bit sad in the first place. Because it should just let you knock them out rather than kill them. Anyway.
There's another, there's three times. And there's another time where you can either gag the guy or kill him. I gagged him. I didn't kill that one. I don't know.
Oh,
why.
Yeah, but you would only gag him because it's torture, wouldn't you?
Well, no, not really, but...
Sure.
Anyway, so, yeah, this quest was kind of fun in that respect. I forget which quest it was. Do you remember which quest a long time ago that came out that you had to work the tar distiller in Remington? Was that Regicide?
Wasn't that Regicide? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
One of those from that series.
There's a similar situation here in which you analyzing the goo sample from the pest, so... You have to run this machine, insert chemicals, make sure the engine is running fast enough, make sure it's hot enough. So, I don't know. I quite enjoyed that. It wasn't too hard. So it was good to be different than the standard quest, you know, of running around and talking to people and bringing stuff back. This quest was a lot more dynamic in that respect, in that it wasn't just run around, get this, talk to this person, then back forth, kill the boss kind of thing. So
yeah, because that gets a bit tedious.
It also brought in the hunter tracking ability. You know how you would, when you first start hunter, how you start tracking animals.
There's, oh, right. Yeah, and then you never actually encounter that again. So.
Yeah, you use that same sort of thing to track down the pest here. So
interesting.
Then they even send you out on a treasure trail, which comes from the guy in Falador who is selling these boxes. So, you know, overall, I'd say it was a good quest. Definitely more dynamic than the first one, seeing as you're moving around and you're not confined to the pest control island. And I think it just kind of was a breath of fresh air for Quest. It wasn't typical Quest. It kind of felt like last year's template Sentistan Quest did in that kind of way, not being that, like, you know, that was a kind of a different quest and substantial. This one felt more substantial than, say, the last two quests that would have come out. So I quite like that aspect of it.
Yeah.
And but the rewards, you know, it once again, like I said, if you didn't do the quest last time, like the last quest, and you're kind of pressed for time, you're really not going to gain anything right now by doing this quest. So the rewards are as follows: 10,000 Herblore and Hunter XP, 8,000 summoning and woodcutting XP, 5,000 construction, mining, and thieving XP, 50 Void Knight commendation points, and 1 quest point. So nothing substantial.
So, yeah, it's all about the XP, really. I mean,
yeah.
If you're someone like me and you can't, well, no, even then, I was going to say, if you're someone like me and you can't be bothered training all of those skills, but
then it would be good.
Doing any full stop, so.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
but once again, only do the, like, this isn't a quest you're going to train up to do. It's just going to be one you're going to do when you have the requirements. So.
Yeah, that's right. And so, yeah, in another way, it's just kind of nice to have.
Yeah, it's just a nice little quest to do. And it was classed as a medium length one. Last month's was medium as well. And, you know, I.
Says long in the RuneScape Wiki, I think. But
yeah, JX is his medium, though. So. Or no, last month's was short. Okay, thought it was medium, but
you also have to remember, even though these rewards might seem just pretty average, it will be building up to the big one, won't it? There are three in this series, is there?
I thought they were done. I thought it was two quests and a minigame, because the pest is gone now. Unless they're going for something else.
Oh, okay, I thought... Never mind. So, that was slightly anticlimactic.
That's what I think, though. But, because they said it was going to be another quest, kind of like last year's summer one. You know, the Summer's End and whatever that one was. So, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I thought so that's all for this quest?
Yeah, but I don't think there's anything else to say in regards to it. So... we'll move on to tweaks and fixes. Only notable thing included on the update page for this one was that there was a quick option added to go from Port Phasmades to Mossel Harmless through that boat guy, you know, at the docks.
That's kind of good, I suppose.
Yeah. So
I haven't used him in a while.
Well, you know, they say next part, so there might be another one, because in the... in the behind-the-scenes August, they said next part, so who knows. But just adding that in from before.
Mm. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where I got the idea that there would be three then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, I just want to highlight a few of these things in the release notes. Prevented certain items from being alked in dungeoneering. I'm not sure what those would be, but... one would assume that there might be something like a key or a gate stone, so that's good that that was fixed. And then this other rather interesting one makes me wonder why this is here and how much of a problem this really was, but it says optimize some of the more combat-intensive NPCs to reduce overall server load. This affects the God Wars dungeon NPCs, creatures in the Dagonoth area, and various other NPCs. So apparently they cause high server load.
Hmm. Yeah, it does make you wonder how big a problem it was.
You know, because...
that's good, I guess.
I don't know. Did you ever feel any lag at the God Wars area or any other bosses?
No, not specifically, no. But, I mean, it does say overall server load, doesn't it? So, yeah. I mean, it would just affect the whole game, really.
Yeah, because the only thing I can think of for this and why it might be a problem is that... they're big multi-combat ones, and take, for instance, in God Wars, it's not uncommon to have a team of 20 people there, and same with the Dagonoth Kings, I guess. So I guess the server load would be in that the server has to keep track of what each player is doing and how much a person is hitting and synchronizing it, I guess. Which, when you think about it, that would be a kind of a hard thing to do.
That would affect more than just the God Wars dungeon and Dagonoths, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but...
It would basically affect any sort of boss thing.
Yeah, but the question is how many of them are always having... well, they say bosses, so I'm assuming that anything that gets masked, we'd see having that problem.
Oh, okay.
So, anyways, I think that's all I have for tweaks and fixes this week. Nothing really that spectacular, kind of a slow news week aside from the quest, unfortunately. Yep. Next up, Jagex Clan Cup results. I'll just mention these in passing since they're over now. Winning Combat Cup, RuneScape Dynasty. Ever heard of them?
No.
Skilling Cup?
I haven't really.
Is Divination?
Nope.
Combined Cup, based in 2 minutes?
No.
20 versus 20 Subdivision? Future of Old Style?
Sounds like it's been a while since I knew anything about clans, for that matter.
Yeah.
I mean,
Pay-to-Play Subdivision, Reign of Terror?
No.
Community Clan Submission, Titans Revolution?
No.
Over 115 Combat Subdivision, RuneScape Dynasty? And winner of the Peer Subdivision, no. Mayhem Makers?
No.
Okay, so anybody out there who's interested in clan stuff?
Very uninteresting.
There you go. You know, for some reason, I was just going to say Jagex Clan Cup biscuits. I had biscuits on my mind from last week. For some reason, the word results looked like biscuits to me.
If you say so, okay.
But an R looks like a B, kind of, doesn't it?
A little. You could say that. No. Yeah. Moving on.
Ah, yes, the developer blog. Damage control.
Now, this is kind of interesting. I hadn't seen this until just before the show when Shane asked if I'd read it, and obviously I hadn't, but
so basically,
I did get a chance to read through it, and yes.
What this is an upgrade on hit splats and damage indication. So, for instance, an example they give is you'll know which damage is yours by a different color. They'll also highlight what kind of damage it is, whether it's melee, magic, range, protection prayer, cannon, for example, in this picture here. So, definitely interesting. What do you think?
Yeah, you kind of have to take a look at it yourself and then look at the pictures to see what we mean, but it is, these are all of the things that they've got here are welcome additions. I mean, it shows you what combat style you've hit them with, and what else is there? You can see whose hip splats are whose, or at least which ones are yours. You can't really tell.
Yeah.
Between who else's. But, yeah.
That second picture.
Oh, it even has zeros.
Yeah, that second picture on there shows what it looks like if you're a third person viewing. And it's good that the NPCs are going to do that as well, because, you know, there's always been some debate whether or not the Blood Veld attack is a melee attack or a magic attack, you know? Because it seems that magic armor is protective, but they're not firing any conventional magic spells.
Yeah, so. I mean, things like that, that would also apply to things like jellies and...
Yeah, a whole bunch of Slayer monsters like that.
Yeah.
And then, what's this about zeros? A zero can depict one of two things, either you missing your opponent or hitting them but causing zero damage. Okay.
So, this doesn't really make any difference. Like it says at the bottom, while this isn't groundbreaking, it means that the system shouldn't lie anymore. It's just more informative.
Okay.
A hit will always mean damage inflicted, and a miss is you missing the chance in the first place.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Good. That's good, I think.
Yeah, that's good. And then, wait, there's more. Oh, yes, there's something I've not mentioned. Another unique feature of that is also being, this is also being implemented, which has not been shown in pictures here, and which has turned out to be a big hit with people here.
A big hit?
Yes, a big hit, italicized. So what could that mean?
Yeah. But you'll have to wait until the new hitmark system arrives before finding that one out. So that's interesting, because
you know,
if it's not shown in these pictures at all, then how are we supposed to be able to tell how it affects anything? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing I'm thinking of. It's either going to be something that's going to affect the economy and they don't want to throw anything out of whack, or it's something they're not sure about in final entirety yet and they don't want to give us wrong information, or it's going to be something, a major rework to the combat system.
But if it were a major rework, something like that, then I don't know. It seems like it would be too big
to even talk about
the game. Maybe.
I don't know. You know, I think this last one is probably the thing that why they haven't said is because they don't want to get anyone's hopes up or create false impressions, you know, and cause rioting before it comes out. But I think with the words big hit italicized, we can assume it's something to the way damage is done. So, you know, I'm just not entirely sure about it and whether or not we'll see people rioting over it, but probably given the nature of the community, you know, they riot over the simplest of things.
Yeah.
So
we shall see. It sounds interesting. I mean, with all of the things that it does show, they all look pretty amazing for Jagex.
Welcome
so,
additions, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
and
good.
So if that those are the things that they're showing, then this one thing that they're not showing must be good.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it'll be quite a letdown if it isn't. But
the poll. What's my motivation? 28,471 people have voted in this one. Do you got the poll up?
It's loading.
Okay, we'll just wait for your
you
internet,
can,
and I'll take the first one. How do you feel about your in-game character? Okay, 30% say they're quite like me. At least it's how I'd like to be if I was in RuneScape for real. That's what I said about mine. 19% don't think about it. They just use it as a character. 18%, they're a little like me, but with a lot of imagination thrown in. That's probably people with pink and teal hair, you know?
Yeah. But then I know some people in real life who have pink and teal hair, so...
Really? Obviously.
Not personally, but
I know someone
whose sisters are very enthusiastic about that kind of thing.
They're basically a mini-me. It's as if I'm in the game myself. 14%? I don't know, LOL. With this rather interesting face. What's this face here?
That would be shrugging shoulders with hands in the air.
And a tiny eye?
Yeah, that's slightly interesting.
Are you doing that face right now in real life?
I don't know, lol. That was a Maori voice, by the way.
I see.
Well, no, I'm not racist. Not a specifically Maori voice, but a gangster voice.
Okay. They're not really like me. I've made my character all about the escapism, 6%. They're not like me at all. I actively didn't want them to be like me, 2%, and none of the options given, 2%. So what's your character? Because you have white hair, right?
No, he has brown hair. I used to have white hair. But no, now it's slightly more like me.
That's good. So which one for you?
I would say they're a little like me.
Okay.
Yeah, just a little like me. It's me, but with a lot of imagination thrown in. That's right.
Okay, question two.
How involved do you feel when you are during your... How involved do you feel you are during your time in RuneScape? Sorry. I feel like I'm really there, living in Gilenor. I lose myself in the game world when I play, but I don't feel like I'm actually there. I feel really focused on the game when I play, but I wouldn't say I get lost in the game. I enjoy playing to pass the time while doing other things, but I'm not usually totally focused on it. I just dip in and out. It's just something fun to do when I get a spare moment. I can see you're speaking English, but what are you talking about? @_@. None of the options given. None of the options given, I would say, personally.
Okay.
I don't know which others have the most votes.
Currently winning is 36%. I feel like I'm really focused in the game when I play, but I wouldn't say I get lost in the game. Followed by 21%, I lose myself in the game world when I play, but I don't feel like I'm actually there. I enjoy playing to pass the time while doing other things, but I'm not usually totally focused on it. 18%, that's what I said. I feel like I'm really there living in Gilenor, 13%. I just dip in and out. It's something fun to do when I get a spare moment, 8%. I can see you're speaking English, but what are you talking about, 3%, and none of the options given, 1%.
I'm a minority. Question three.
What do you think keeps you coming back to RuneScape? Select all that apply. 17.6K people said, I already invested lots of time into my accounts. Okay. I get a sense of achievement out of building up my character. That's 17.4. I enjoy the process of training my skills. 17.2. I enjoy the fact that RuneScape is kept fresh by regular updates. 16.6. 13.7. I'm a fan of the lore, storylines, and quests. And 12.7, I like the sheer variety of stuff to do in-game, and there's always something to entertain, and then you guys can read the rest on your own time. But for me, I personally said, invested lots of time into my account, sense of achievement, enjoy training skills, and it's all about my friends, buddies, mates, and amigos.
Hardly. Well, I don't know. I would go with the top one as well. I've invested lots of time into my accounts. It's kind of interesting that that has 62%. And really, I mean, if it was any other kind of game, then it would be a totally different story because no one really worries about that in games that aren't RPGs.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. So,
The sense of achievement. I mean,
That too. Getting, say, 76 mining and being two-thirds of the way to 77?
Yeah. Because after you get it, it's just like, oh, I'm done now. That was fun.
Yeah, and then you need something else to do, I find. You know, I can't be autonomous without not having a goal. Because if I don't have a goal, the only thing I end up doing is farming runs.
Mm. But then, yeah, so, even when you do have a goal, then the process of working towards that goal is usually really boring.
Yeah, that's true. That's true for
it's
the most part.
It's just the sense of achievement you get for a fraction of a second when you do achieve what you do.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's very true with what you say. Like, the last skill I truly enjoyed getting high up was woodcutting. Nothing else since then.
I mean,
for that farming herb lore.
That is the nature of RuneScape.
It is the order of things.
And unfortunately,
you can add another 5 points onto your scorecard if you know what the order of things means. I'll tell you later, Brad.
Okay.
So, but question then four. Also with the friends, buddies, mates, and amigos ones, you know, it's not, for me, it's actually people on the site, not the people in game.
Yeah, yeah, I find that as well. I mean, because that would actually be one of the higher factors for me too, because it's not the people I know in game. In fact, I actually hate the people in game most of the time, although hate is a strong word. I prefer not to interact with the people in game because they don't tend to. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to explain. But yeah, the people on the site are what keeps me playing RuneScape. If I wasn't a member of the forums, then no way I would have left long, long ago.
There's a question coming up about that next. Go.
Question four, roughly how long have you been playing RuneScape? 3 to 4 years has 40%. 5 to 6 years has 31%. More than 6 years, 15%.
Me.
1 to 2 years, well, us. 1 to 2 years, 11%. Between 6 months and a year, 2%. Between a month and 6 months, 1%. And under a month, 0%, 80%. I mean, 87 votes. So, yeah, Shane and I both have more than 6 years. How depressing, with 15%. And, yeah, the majority of people playing at the moment have 3 to 4.
That makes sense.
So yeah, that sounds about right.
Not much surprising there. Mm. I'm surprised they didn't put an I don't know option on this.
Well, it's not too difficult to have an estimation yourself.
Yeah.
And plus, since it says more than 6 years, after that you tend to lose count. I mean, I don't know.
I actively started playing in June 2004.
Yeah, see, you know that, whereas I started playing when I was just a little tyke, and so I have no idea.
When you were 5 or 6?
When I was like 8 or 9, so that would be 9 years now.
Yeah, I wish we would have had you on that classic special we did a long time ago, you know?
No, I don't recognize that.
Oh, well, we did a classic special with a bunch of old dinosaurs once at Christmas. So,
oh,
maybe
okay.
We need to do another one of those because it's been 2 years since we did one, and RuneScape itself has changed. So maybe we need another classic special of RuneScape Classic and RuneScape 2 when it first came out, because they're practically different games now.
Yeah,
that's something to consider, though.
We'll see.
Question 5. We'd love to hear more from you regarding our answers. Would you be so kind as to pay us a visit on our official thread at quickfindcode 103-104-0-608-368-72?
You don't need to read it out. Yay! The first option on this poll, or not the first option, but the highest voted option on this poll is one that I voted for a change.
103-104-0-608-368-72.
That was more difficult to hear than you reading it. But yes, I'm a player of few words, so no. That has 57%, and then it goes way down from there.
I voted for that one as well.
Good on you. Fight the power.
Since you asked so nicely, or no, you're going through this one. I have something to say about it at the end, though.
You read it. Oh, okay. Then since you asked so nicely, sure. Which oddly applies to what you just said. 17%. Oh, you thought that you would try this again, did you? Okay, I almost voted for that just because it was funny. 14%. I don't know how. Yeah, true. What is that even called? Exponential.
It's a carrot. It's a carrot.
A carrot underscore carrot. I've never known that before. I don't know how. I think I need to read the forum section of the game guide. Hint, hint. 10%. I can't access the forums, but I'll drop you an email at polls@jagex.com. 2%.
I would provide them feedback through Twitter.
Oh, okay.
If that was an option. Because it's just so much easier, I think, to write a 140-character tweet than it is to, say, go to a forum thread, log in, find something, find out what pages it's risk not being seen, you know, because there's so many people posting. So, yeah.
Oh, okay, correct. But that is also the cursor. I mean, not the cursor, the typing cursor.
Yeah.
Thingy.
Yeah. We're just talking about the carrot, what a carrot is. Carrot is the character that looks like an upside-down V. It's also used as the exponent sign on graphing calculators.
Yeah.
Just in case we were wondering what we were talking about.
I'll remember that from now on, I hope.
Well, that's it for the poll. Slow JX week, so we're going to move on to questions now. We got three audio questions this week.
That slow. They did
release it. But there wasn't any other, like, little tweaks and fixes, you know? I usually like the tweaks and fixes of this, like, what's different this
week. Yeah, interestingly, the tweaks and fixes are often better than the big release. Funny
like
that.
The bank space last week?
Yeah. Anyway, questions.
We have three of them, audio questions, much more text questions. First one is from Uncle Dano. Readying it, here we go.
Greetings, my lord, Shane, and Chief Snake. Uncle Dano once again. This week I have a two-part question regarding spirit trees. Recently I leveled up to 81 farming. If I boost my farming level to the required level 83 by eating a garden pie, will I receive all the XP for planting and checking the health of my spirit tree? The second part of my question deals with the best location for planting a spirit tree. I have recently completed a love story quest. Therefore, I don't believe Brimhaven would be the best place to now plant one, as I can now teleport there with one of the new chipped house teletabs. The other options are Port Sarum and Exeteria. Could you please discuss the benefits of each location? Godspeed, and another fine day in the scape to you all. Sincerely, Uncle Dano.
I think you muted your microphone while you were listening to that.
No, I didn't actually.
When we previewed this question before, Shane kept laughing at the sound effects that were...
Well, the spirit tree sound effect is my favorite sound effect in game.
Teletab.
I was not laughing.
Actually, yeah, I do like that as well. You were.
Wasn't. I don't have a cough button. So, the first part of your question is fairly straightforward to answer. Yes, you can use the garden pie to plant it in a pot and then plant it in the ground. The only thing... You just need it to plant it in the pot, then you can just put it in the ground, obviously, since those are untradeable.
Okay.
So it's certain certain that you made the sapling or whatever it is. So once that's in the ground, it'll grow like you normally can. But the catch is that if you want to get the XP when you go check the health of that spirit tree, you do need to have 83 farming. So if you want the, I forget, what is it, 19K or something it gives you, 20K, something like that, spirit tree gives?
It's a lot.
Okay. If you want that XP, when you go check your tree, you do need to have 83 farming, so you're going to need to pie up again. So,
that's
that
a bit annoying.
That part.
It's not fair, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is.
Yes,
that's why I got
19.3K.
Okay, so I was right.
Total. I don't know if that's just checking health, but yep.
Yeah, that's just check health.
Mm-hmm.
So... what's your favorite spirit tree location?
I have mine planted at Exeteria at the moment. And I've had it planted there always. I just find it's a nice, easy place to get there.
Okay.
But now that they have the teleports to Miscellanea, I will probably change that at some point. And, of course, it's now also much easier to use this fairy ring to get there because you don't have to have the staff wielded. Oh, okay. I didn't know. Yeah, I don't know any of the codes off by heart, but you're a bit freaky in that respect. But that's good. That's
No. I don't know it off by heart. You know, it keeps the journal of where you've been, so you just click.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. So I will probably switch from there at some point. It's a lot easier to get there than it used to be. I don't know where else it would be best kept.
I like mine at Port Sarum because...
Not Port Sarum, because just that's easy to get to with the cabbage teleport.
But just wait. You use the cabbage teleport to go to that farm that's north of there. Then you run to your spirit tree, and you have that quick and easy access to the Grand Exchange from anywhere. That's why I use Port Sarum.
Oh, okay.
Then you also have that quick and easy access to the gnome gliders. Mobilizing armies and all the other spirit tree patches. So that's why I like Port Sarum. And as Uncle Dano said, yeah, there's no point to having it in Brimhaven anymore when you can just use one of those modified teletabs. So
yeah, same with that. I mean, otherwise I would probably put it. Brimhaven would be good for me as well.
Yeah, you know what? You know, it'd be nice to have more than one spirit tree location somehow, you know, maybe based on your farming
maybe
level.
Maybe that would be a good future farming update for very high-level farmers. I was going to say something else as well, but I forgot. Oh, yeah, it does depend on what your general teleporting habits are, because I'm someone who always carries around a ring of jeweling with me, and I always have that equipped so that I have a very easy banking teleport whenever I want it. I just go straight to the Castle Wars lobby. Okay. So from there, of course, I can just get out and teleports to where I want to go and then go straight there. So for me, I don't think the spirit tree at Port Sarum would be the best option. It seems a bit redundant, but I can see where you're coming from. That would be good for you.
Yeah, so now I guess that's why Etcetera is best for you.
Yeah. Okay. So, I don't know, maybe I will keep it there.
But, you know...
it's only Etcetera, Brimhaven, and Port Sarum, isn't that right? There's nothing more at this time.
No, and there'd be no problem with allowing people to have, say, the three spots and adding a few more, because, really, JX is... they like adding their own spirit trees. They added one to mobilizing armies, and then there's the one south of Ardorian, right? So, you know, there's lots of spirit trees.
And they have paved the way for it with the different interface for it now. I can never get used to that, I swear.
Oh, yeah,
When it used to be in the chat box, it was easy to click on one, but I find myself going up and down the list until I find the right place I want to go.
Yeah, it's another one of their UI inconsistency things, you know? It's always the thing, modal versus not
too.
Modal.
It is just...
annoying.
Anybody who's
wondering, a modal dialogue is what you get when you use a spirit tree. But anyways, along with that, you know, there's just so many ways to get around. Mobilizing armies, there's the teleport and the spirit tree. Dungeoneering, there's the boat and the ring. Like, I don't know. There's just too many ways to get places. Back in the olden days, there was only one way to get... you were lucky to have one teleport to every main city, you know? But now it's just too many.
That's right. Back in RuneScape Classic, when you couldn't use the Ardorian teleport because you were too noob to have done that quest. it was just Plague City, isn't it, to get the Ardorian?
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, I did that, and so I had that teleport. I forgot about it. But,
I didn't have
early
that.
Early on, yeah.
And I think in RuneScape Classic, the cities were further apart, weren't they? Like, Ardorian was farther away from...
yeah. It would have felt further anyway because it was like impossible to get in. Yeah.
So, you know...
and because you couldn't run back then. So if you had to walk someplace, then it would take quite some time getting there.
Yeah, it would. Anyways, thank you, Uncle Dano. The next one is from Lord Steemo.
Hello, Shane, Chief Snake. Shane, if you would pay $25 to sing karaoke, would you? Bradley, Would you put OSBNB update on your resume? Stay frosty, Steemo.
Okay. So karaoke for $25. Depend on the venue and stuff, but probably. Depend on the venue.
I would. $25.
Okay. Deal. Don't you do that with your friends? Play karaoke?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Sing very, very bad karaoke. Definitely.
Okay. And RSVP update on your resume?
No, I don't think so. Unless it was actually something that involved broadcasting of some type. Or, you know, public speaking, something like that.
Yeah.
But there's generally no use for it, and it's kind of embarrassing. But no, to be honest, though, it has made a huge difference to me as a person in developing public speaking and stuff like that. If you do get into something like this, then believe me, it does make you a better person for it.
One thing it did for me was able to take a list of bullet points and then talk from each of those bullet points based on...
Oh, yeah. I still really look up to you for being able to do that. Even if I were going through the show notes, I wouldn't be able to talk as well as you can. So you do a very good job of that. You don't know how seasoned Shane
thank you.
Is his job.
I don't know. I mean, you were talking earlier this week because you had one of those things at school where you threaten people.
Threatening
public speaking.
Yeah, that's...
And
no,
we were discussing
I wasn't threatening.
Whether it is RSVP update that helps public speaking or public speaking helps RSVP update. And I think we came to the conclusion that it works both ways.
It does. Yeah, it does. You do have to have a bit of a general kind of confidence to start with. Charisma, that's the word that they use in The Sims. So,
what?
Yeah,
in
but
the
they
Sims?
Do go ahead and, yeah. Charisma, get it? It's,
how does that
it's,
come?
Haven't you ever played The Sims? It's charisma is like
ages
a skill
ago.
That you can train up.
Ah,
never mind.
I don't remember
mind.
That. Okay.
But yeah, they work hand in hand. That's cool.
Yeah. Another time I put RSVP update on a resume is if I was going in somewhere for an audio editing job or something like that. You know, because. Each RSVP update episode is put together and stuff, so it shows that you can work with multi-track recordings and you know how to make a recording and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Thank you, Lord Steemo.
It is interesting, because I, if you did put it on a resume, I don't know if they would take you seriously about it, because it's just a RuneScape podcast. But at the same time, it has
over 260
actually,
episodes.
Yeah, it is actually highly beneficial and stuff like
a
that.
A podcast is a podcast, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Yeah.
But... Oh, and Lord Steemo, you sounded very, what's the word? You sounded threatening.
Echoey. Threatening, yes. Scary, yeah. I would just use that word.
Okay. Next audio question is from Defy All Odds.
Dearest hosts of RSVP, Defy All Odds here as always. My question for this week is, what would happen if for some reason just the universe decided to switch your guys' souls around? Like, for example, Shane's soul and Chief Snake's soul would switch around, and they would become each other. So Shane would be Chief Snake, Chief Snake would be Snake, it would be Shane. And you guys would pretty much live where the other person is living and do what the other person does. What would you guys' reactions be, and how would you live out their life after that happened? Thanks, as always, Defy All Odds out.
So, what would you do if you switched places with me?
Well, actually, I was going to argue the fact that it depends which worldview you have as to whether you believe that there are souls and... But okay, I'll go with this. I don't know. So if I was in Shane's body, I wouldn't have to go to school anymore. That would be great. Well, I mean, you know, I have to go to university, but apart from that, yeah, I would have a lot more free time. That would be cool. I don't know how you would handle being in my place, Shane. There's a lot of responsibility on these shoulders.
Oh, yeah. I think I'd handle it.
you would handle it pretty well, I think.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. What are we saying here? How about yeah?
I have no idea. You know, I think if I was in your position, I think you'd come back with a highly pruned list of what you're actually doing. I would prune it down to just essentials, you know, kind of, I think. That would be the case. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure what else I would do. I don't think there's much. You're not the kind of person that I would want to replace. And then, like, remember, was that you I was talking about changelings with, replace you or something?
What? Oh, maybe.
Because, you know, if I was to replace you, you know, I wouldn't really get that much benefit from it. So, I don't know. I'm really not that sure. Well, what would you do if you had the chance to control me for a day?
I don't know. Again, there's not really much benefit from it, because if I wanted you to do something, then I could probably get you to do it anyway, depending on what that was. And, yeah, there's nothing I can think of that you wouldn't do.
You wouldn't look at our secret RSVNB code?
Oh, I could do that, maybe. But only out of interest. It wouldn't really make any difference to anything.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. What do you have that's secret?
Oh, not much, really. It's secret to people who don't know programming, but if you know programming, it's really nothing that special. But, yeah, I don't know.
It would be interesting for me as a coder programmer to see what you've got under
like my thought process and everything, you mean? Or
that too, yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise,
yeah, you know,
sure.
I guess if we're on that same kind of tangent, I guess I would, with you, I'd see how you can make things like our RSVNB site design and stuff like that. But, you know, I think otherwise, I think we're too similar in order for this kind of thing to be beneficial.
Yeah.
We know each other so well.
Yeah.
And similar in most kind of things. So it doesn't really, like, we pretty much have the same skill set, kind of, I think. In general, but anyways, anything else on this one?
No, not really. You know, it only gets interesting switching souls if it's like a boy and a girl rather than a boy and a boy, because there's nothing interesting that happens then. Have you ever seen wrong movie I'm thinking of. What's it called? Oh, no, I don't know it.
What are you thinking of?
Oh, wait, maybe I'll just look it up to avoid embarrassment saying this random movie if it's not
the
right one.
It sounded fairly ominous when you said it would be interesting becoming a girl for a day.
Oh, I was thinking of that one. It's a movie called The Hot Chick.
No, I have not seen that.
Rob Schneider.
I haven't seen that. What's that about?
It's from 2002. It's really old, but they have it on TV every now and then. It's about this. I don't know what he is. He's a. Ooh, that's odd. But yeah, it's this robber, this guy who robs a gas station, switches bodies with this teenage girl. So they're completely different people, and yeah.
I see.
It's rather interesting.
Okay.
I don't really like that movie.
It doesn't sound appropriate.
But just saying. Anyway.
Shall we move on?
Yes, I think we do.
Okie dokie. Hello, Shane and Chief. Chief and Shane, if you could add a new summoning familiar, what would it be and what level? I personally would like to see a plus 25% boost to my herb yields at around 75 summoning. Keep up the great show. Dog Lover 36, I Lucky Finn. You like that idea?
I do, very much so. That would be a good idea, actually.
Yeah, but then what happens to herb prices, you know? Like, I don't know.
I mean, it is a trade-off. Maybe not 25%. 25% is pretty high, depending on
those magic green things give 10%, supposedly. So.
Yeah. And even that is 10%. Is that all? Because even then, they give quite a boost, don't they?
Yeah,
or it seems like it. So yeah, maybe just something more like that. Another 10%, or I don't know. Because even yeah, that would be quite a lot. And it wouldn't fit. Because there are other familiars you use when you go on herb runs, so it would be a trade-off for some people. I mean, I don't actually use any anymore, but, I mean, you can also use, like, a Terra Bird or a War Tortoise if you want more space. People with lower agility and other low levels might still need to use those, but I get around fine with that one nowadays. So if you did have a need for something like that, a Beast of Burden, then it would be a trade-off as to whether you would use that or a boost in herb yields. So
mm-hmm.
It might not affect it too much.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
You know, I'm really not sure on this.
It would also offset, because herbs have increased a lot lately in price. Well, not recently anymore. It's kind of been a long time since. But it still seems
they were low, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's a hard one for me. The only thing I can really think of maybe would be probably, I don't know, it'd have to be fairly high level. But,
oh, yeah, it would be high.
Maybe something in the 80s, I'm thinking, for mine. Have something that can take the place of a Dragonfire shield that doesn't give full protection, but, you know, like just a regular anti-dragon shield. That doesn't give you full protection from fire.
A familiar that does that.
Oh, yeah, okay. Familiar that does that or something.
That would
but
be
I don't
good
know
as
how
well, yeah.
Work, because they're always really behind you. So you'd have to find that one would have to like go in front of you or something, but I don't know. That's really the only thing I can think of.
You would have to be careful with that, because I mean it is just a familiar and it's going to run out eventually. So you'd have to make sure that it ran out at an appropriate time.
Yeah,
but it is a good idea.
Like, there's really I've never found sitting in RuneScape and thinking, oh, I need a summoning familiar to do this, this, or this. I just never had something like that before, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I don't know if I can add anything more to that. I mean, something like that would be nice, and so would a boost in herb yields. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's too bad. Anyways, thank you for that one. Next one?
Dear hosts, I have never liked the Soul Wars minigame for a few reasons. It is always extremely chaotic in the center, which is the main battleground. Since there's usually at least 5 players per game square, this causes you to not know where you're being attacked from, and quite frankly, just this aspect kills the minigame for me. Also, there are the usual freeloaders who just want the zeal points and just aggravate the people who want to play the game. So my question is, if you could change anything about Soul Wars, what would it be and why? If you like the game, what is your favorite aspect of it? Best regards, Citizen Kane.
Ooh.
Do you have anything to
You know, I really
on?
Don't have anything
No,
change really about Soul Wars and that, because well, the only thing is, I think it's too much like Castle Wars.
Do you?
I think the objective is simpler than Castle Wars, really. But it's the same general mechanics, which, I don't know, it doesn't make sense to have two of those kind of games like that in RuneScape, you know? Like, yeah, it's a different point and all, but it's the same general group versus group battle kind of thing, which really, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just really not sure on the merits of it. But, you know, also the idea that you can now get a Slayer without, or, I mean, yeah, you can train your Slayer with Slayer points from there, so that's kind of good, I guess.
But that is good, I guess. Yes. I really don't have anything that I can add to this, because I'm not familiar enough with Soul Wars.
Yeah, very rarely play it as well, so I don't know. And I don't necessarily have a favorite aspect of it, so.
Yeah, I mean, if I said anything, it would it wouldn't be an accurate interpretation of what the game is, or
I don't know. I guess it's just a slightly more complicated version of Castle Wars with a different objective to me. That's why I don't really play it, because if I want to play something like that, I'll go play Castle Wars. So.
Yeah.
But, or no, I'm thinking of Castle Wars there. Never mind. I'm sorry. Okay, but yeah, we really have no problems with Soul Wars either way, so But I can see how what you're saying would be a problem and whatnot, especially on the Soul Wars world. So, you know, I think it's fine if you have a smaller group of people, like just a group of your friends, 20 or so of your friends there, and you go play it that way. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's a good game in that respect. But, yeah, if there's lots of people around there, then I don't know. Maybe Jagex needs to do something about the freeloader syndrome as well. So, anyways, thank you. That was from Citizen Kane. Hello, Shane and Chief. Shane, how is Mission Brad going? Mission Brad is currently postponed, seeing as Brad came back.
Postponed until he leaves again.
Also, I wanted to know what your favorite activity other than playing computers or any electronics to do is. Also, what's your favorite item in RuneScape that's spyable? Didn't we do that a few weeks ago? I think we did. Those are from Gnome Thorian.
Probably. I don't know.
So, favorite activity?
Favorite activity. Good question. Because, I mean, I just revolver run computers or computers revolver run me. I don't know.
Yes, me too.
I don't think there's anything else that is particularly notable.
I enjoy a good math problem now and again.
No you know? Comment. No, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, even if I'm answering random math questions, sometimes you can get really into them if they're complicated. But no, I wouldn't call
are
that
Are you
a hobby.
Thinking what I'm thinking?
No, no. Maybe I am. I don't know. Shush.
I don't know.
So, favorite activity? No, I really don't know. I mean, I just enjoy hanging out with friends and playing Twister and SingStar. You know, things like that.
So those are the games that he plays, Twister and SingStar.
That's what we did last time.
Yeah, you know, that'd be fun, an RSBNB Twister kind of thing.
That would be fun, yeah.
I think I'd win.
I think I would. Yeah, you probably would. I would get crushed. Because, crushed? I mean, even as it was, I was, you know, playing with this group of friends. I got pushed off the mat many a time because I'm weak and, yeah, weak.
Okay. So, yeah.
So,
really
I imagine playing against the whole of RSBNB at once would be rough.
No, just our RSBNB mod people.
Oh, yeah, even then, because, I mean, I'm 17 years old. Every single one of you are older than me. I would get crushed.
They're all about the same
but
size, I think.
I would probably be more bendable than you by a long shot. So
no, I don't know about that.
Oh, I am also smaller, though. That could be a disadvantage.
Much smaller. Yeah.
Could be.
Anyways, I don't know how we got on the topic of that, but okay.
Yeah. Twister. We love playing Twister in our spare time. But seriously, that was the first time.
Do you
want to
go play some Twister?
In many, many years. I can't remember. Okay. It's my childhood. So it was just for a laugh, really.
Okay. Oh, yeah, another thing I like doing is visualizing wiring diagrams, you know?
Oh, yes, as you do.
So that kind of thing is also fun. So, yeah, that kind of thing. Anyways, that's from Gnome Thorian. Next one.
What is your favorite item in RuneScape that is... Oh, yeah, we forgot to answer the next part of it. That is viable. Or do we need to answer it since we've already...
I don't know. I think we did something like this last week, week before... I have a vague feeling that we did, but Santa hat for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember
when
now?
You say Santa hat.
Yeah.
What would I have said, though?
I don't know what you said.
Okay, well, that's not important. Skip. Yo, Shane
okay,
and Brad.
Next. Yes.
Yo, Shane and Brad. Just because I'm interested, what is your favorite television show and movie of all time? Oh, I like this question. My favorite TV show is Family Guy, and my favorite movie is Jurassic Park, the first one. As always, keep up the great shows, Jeff. You want to go first?
Well,
yeah, let's get it over and done with.
Aside from the blatantly obvious... Star Trek for TV show, any kind of Star Trek for TV show, and oh, I don't know, probably Star Trek First Contact for a Star Trek movie. Aside from that, the favorite TV show would have had to have been 24, and the favorite movie is the Bourne series.
Oh, yes. Both of those are kind of good. Well, I mean, the Bourne series is really good. I liked that, those movies.
Yeah.
24 is pretty good. I've watched a season of that. No, two seasons, did I? Yeah, two.
I don't know.
Wow, okay. I did well. Better than I thought I did. I can't remember what happened, but that's beside the point. So my favorite TV show of all time is probably House. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that would be the best of all time. I've also been watching a lot of Bones lately. I've watched seasons 1, 2, 3, and 5. For some reason, I have four to do now. Yeah, and then there are also the... Oh, I like Little Britain. That is great. Little Britain.
Is that the one you showed me before that had the questionable content in the school principal's office or something?
Wow, when you put it that way, no, it was not the school principal's office. It was actually the president's office, president of the United States, or Britain,
what?
Or something.
No, it was
never
something
mind.
It was something in a school's office.
It might have just looked like a school's office. But
it was. There were kids there.
Oh, maybe it is a different
It was something Australian you showed me.
Oh, Australian?
Yeah. With, like, swearing kids in school or something.
Oh, Summer Heights High.
Oh, okay. And that's Australian?
That's Australian, yes.
Okay, see, I thought your Little Britain was that.
Oh, no. Summer Heights High is slightly less, it's not as much my taste, but it's still funny. What else is there? There is, I forgot the name of it, and it's on my external hard drive, which is not plugged in.
What about Movie?
Well, that's easy. I'm just trying to get the other ones over and done, if I can remember them. There's also The IT Crowd and what else? Swift and Shift Couriers. That is the other one. That's an Australian one, which is not very well known. That is funny. It's also a bit dodgy, but it's still funny. As for movies, my favorite of all time, I think, at the moment is Fight Club. That is one of the few movies that I can just watch over and over again, and yeah, it never gets old for me. Apart from that, there is another one called Ben X, which is a Belgian movie, meaning the spoken language is Flemish.
Oh, so okay. It's
you do have to watch it with subtitles. But no, it is a really good movie. It's about a boy with autism, Asperger's syndrome, who gets bullied and retreats into the world of online games. But it's not so much about that. It's more the fact that he, you know, dealing with that. So yeah, that was a good movie. And also the Bourne series and many other ones. But yeah, my favorite of all time, Fight Club, and that Ben X are good. Oh, and Amelie and
oh god, that one was scary.
That is cool. I love that. Although I can't really watch that multiple times. That's more of a one-hit wonder. And what is it called? The Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
Okay.
Le Scapillon et le... No, le something or other and le Papillon is the French title. Scaffon or Scaffondre?
Okay.
Sounds right.
Any
yes.
others?
No, that's all. I think I better finish
okay.
this question now.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Moving on. Hey, RSVNB peoples, I finally found out how to post a question here, so here are mine. What's your favorite rune sigil, and which one best matches its rune? So I'm guessing he means the little stamp thing that goes on the rune, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I suppose so. I just thought of the thingies for the shields.
Yeah, me too. That's what I thought of initially. But then it says best matches its rune, so I don't know. But
yep.
For me, definitely water or fire.
I'm just going to have to look up the runes here. And
you don't know what
myself.
The runes look like?
Well, I know what they look like. comparing them.
If you saw a rune in your backyard, would you know what it was?
Yeah, I guess.
Would you try and cast a teleport spell with it?
No, because I wouldn't really want to be teleported to somewhere in RuneScape.
Oh, okay. Why not?
Oh, they still have the old pictures on here, I think.
Yeah, they do on the knowledge base, too.
Oh, they all look very boring when you just see them like that. I think they could be improved, actually, the graphics.
Yeah, they could. They could.
There's not really much to it. The lore room, maybe?
I still say fire or water. Oh, yeah, well, that too. That too. Or soul. I don't know. Definitely water, though. You know, I gotta get 95 magic. Or 99, even. So if anybody wants to tell me how to do that, you can send me a PM on the forums at forums.rhbb.com.
If
you mention next week.
Oh, yeah. The combination runes look slightly better. They are more interesting.
Yeah, because they came out a few years after.
The life rune. Never released. It was designed for the never-released summoning spells in RuneScape Classic.
Looks the best. Like what it's supposed to do? The time rune. Remember the picture I drew of the time rune?
No.
That was a good rune.
No. well, yeah, maybe. I won't, yeah. No, that's all on that question. Can't think of anything else.
Okay.
What's the next part of
Next part, my last question is, if you could rid the RuneScape universe of one item, except one you somehow obtained if you already have it, what item would you send to be extinct? Keep up the epic show, Shane, Brad, and others who come on the show. Get them, Nate, out. So what item would you get rid of?
Hold on. If you could rid the RuneScape universe of one item, except
and you'd
one
have the last
you somehow
one.
Obtained... That confuses me. What's your answer to it?
A bucket.
So you want to get rid of a bucket?
I want to get rid of all the buckets in RuneScape, yeah.
No! That would mean Shane, I have like 7,000 buckets in my bank. How can you do that to me? I have been building up that collection since I started farming.
Wow. Can I have some?
No, they are mine. Oh. All mine.
Just like I took your Tinderbox collection, right?
That was a slightly less substantial collection, so I gave you that one. That was fair enough.
Okay, how about...
I did sell all my pineapples and calquats, though. That was quite a blow to me, but I can't sell my buckets. Not the buckets. Please not.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to stick with the buckets. Otherwise,
I had over a mill worth of pineapples. I thought that was only... logical to sell them at that point.
I have 1,300 worth. How many did you have? 1,300.
It was 6,000 or 7,000. It was
okay.
Similarly, a similar ratio to the buckets.
Okay, so yeah, buckets. But if I wanted to make a statement, really, I'd get rid of the Santa hat because I keep my Santa hat and wear it around on Christmas. Then people would think I'm actually Santa. How's that?
Okay.
What about you? What would you get rid of?
I still don't understand the question. I'm just going to pass.
No. It's like if you want to make an item discontinued and you would have the last one of these items.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Oh, that's just odd. Oh, that makes sense then. Yeah, in that case, I would go with the buckets because I've got 6,000 of them. 6,000 or 7,000.
Okay.
I should check. Just look at my bank picture.
And where did you where did you collect these from? Like
super compost. I used to buy all my super compost off the Grand Exchange because I couldn't be bothered making it myself. Nowadays I do just make it myself. yeah, it is the easier way to do it. Where is my bank picture?
That would be in the RuneScape Media
forum. Oh, I was looking
in
the wrong forum. You moron, Bradley. RuneScape-related media. Try RuneScape-related instead of non-RuneScape-related. What a smart choice. Okay. Oh, yes, I have 6,900 buckets.
How many pineapples are in that picture?
Only 1,700. Although I still have 1,400 kalquats.
Okay. Well, those are not too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yep, that's it.
Okay. Those questions were from Get 'em Nate Out. Last one.
Last one. Hey, Shane, version 1.0.1. Oh, that's nice. Since I'm the one who always gets the version increases, finally. And Brad, version 3.0. I'm not sure how that happened, but have any of you ever been pranked really? Yeah. Have any of you ever been pranked really badly? Where did it happen? What happened, etc.? Yes. Have you ever been pranked really badly?
No, no. We're not pranksters here.
I didn't see this question before, so I didn't get time to think about it. Although I don't really think about any questions these days. I can't think of anything off the top of my head as to pranks that have been pulled on me. Because, no, I mean, I'm generally just a nice person, and so no one thinks to pull pranks on me. If, I mean, because... Yeah, I'm always the one who gets things, who, you know, gets away with not having things happen to them because I'm too nice for people to do that to. So really it works to my advantage. But no, I can't think of anything big.
Yeah, neither can I.
It's really
sorry about that.
I mean, seriously, the last thing I can think of happening to me that I remember is one of my... I share a locker at school with my friends because our school is cheap. It's not like America. You have to pay for a locker if you want one. And so, yeah, I share a locker with my friend, and he moved my folder, my clear... Not clear file. My, yeah, just my folder to be right in front of the locker door so that when I opened it, it fell out and, yeah... That was all. So it's really uninteresting. That's the extent to which pranks are pulled on me.
And that was probably an accident, wasn't it?
That I found funny. That was because it was just that was all.
Okay.
So yeah. And he it was funny at the time because he was right in front of me when he did it, and I didn't even see it, and then I opened it. Anyway. So yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have that interesting a life. Second question, what are your views on the man who sold top secret files from MI6 a while back?
Sell them files, or I think he, trying to remember, I think he sold files to someone from MI6, yeah. So it's kind of like the whole WikiLeaks thing. You know, once again, this is a problem with people in general, when this kind of thing happens, depending on the nature of the files, definitely he should have some kind of consequence thrown against him, whether it be jail time, losing a finger, or worse. So, yeah, definitely not the thing to be doing. Do you have anything on this?
Okay, no. Thirdly, have you got any tattoos or piercings? If not, what is the best tattoo you've ever seen? Love the podcast from Assassin 1999. Lazarus Pi in game.
I'm of the opinion, Lazarus, especially for guys, that for guys, if we were meant to have holes and earrings and tattoos and stuff, it would come we'd have the holes already on our body, you know. So
I've never agreed really with that either.
I'm not a fan of tattoos and piercings at all, and I don't even call a tattoo nice or anything. I think they just I don't like seeing them. I think that I don't know.
Yeah, even I agree. I mean, they're completely
unnecessary.
Yes. I can't think of a single tattoo that is tasteful, in my opinion. My cousin has a tattoo of a rose on her back somewhere, I think. But that is because her name is Rose. Although that is kind of nice. I mean, And she also has something that symbolizes her sisters and an exchange student who came to stay with, who was staying with them for a year or so, and they became really good friends. And so that's sort of to remember her by. And they're both small, and you don't see them unless you're looking for them, right? So
yeah, you know, I guess small ones are okay, but I personally wouldn't get one, and I really don't like big ones. It's like, why? You know, one day you're not going to want that, so why?
Yeah, I mean, you know? Even then, it doesn't matter what it is. To me, I would never have that done to myself. I just...
Yeah.
No.
Would you ever pierce your ear?
No. There would be no reason why I would ever pierce my ear. Even if I were to turn gay and put a piercing in whichever ear it is that symbolizes that, I can never remember. No, I would never
do
that.
That's a good reason not to.
It's not natural, and I don't see any reason why.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say something about this, but I forget. Oh, yeah, the only other kind of tattoo I'd support would be something on your foot, you know, like tattooing yourself with like a barcode or something. So when you're born, you get this tattoo on your foot, and that identifies you.
No way.
You wouldn't have yourself barcoded?
No.
Like if you ever go missing and turn up in a ditch somewhere, they just scan your toe and they see you.
Nah.
What about microchipped?
Nah. I'm well known enough that no one would.
No,
possibly...
I mean like if you turned up somewhere like in Canada in like a ditch or something, you know.
Well then. Obviously, you would recognize me, and
not me, like the authorities.
Well, they would put it on the news after a while that I was missing, and
but that takes time.
No, I'm kidding. Somehow
so you
tattoo
they your
would. Foot, then. No, can we not talk about me turning up in a ditch somewhere?
Okay. Well, in that case, we're going to move on. Thank you for questions, everybody. Remember, audio questions can go to questions@rsbnb.com.
Thank you. Text
questions on the forums, and the global announcement posted Monday-ish or so. Alrighty, tech news. Have you run your Windows updates this week?
Yes, and I
Good
noticed
job.
That as well. There were a lot of updates. It was
14 updates Microsoft published this Tuesday, 8 of which were marked as critical, but only 2 of these critical updates applied to Windows 7. The rest were still security updates, so you still want to run it, you know? So, just a little reminder out there to turn automatic updates on. It's probably a good thing to do most of the time. So, also, if you haven't run still from when we had that shortcut vulnerability last week, please do run your Windows updates. Because most of the time, I think, unless you're really a stupid user and you install smiley packs or something, you can avoid getting a virus or whatever, malware, just by being smart, you know? So this is another reason to run Windows Update, because that will keep your computer safe. It's like getting vaccinated.
Yep.
Except Microsoft does it every Tuesday. So, yeah. Or every Tuesday, the first Tuesday of the month. Anyways, another Microsoft news. They have this new page. Remember I showed you this page? Microsoft's PC versus Mac thing? Basically about, 4 years late?
I mean, considering the length of time that Mac has been going directly against Microsoft for their PCs, it is sort of about time that they fought back a little bit. They have done it in the past.
It's too little, too late, you know?
On the same scale, and I think, And even then, it highlights the things that don't really matter. To me,
I think
there are some things that they could have put more emphasis on, considering they have in the title the PC has Blu-ray capability, more software choices, and more. But yeah, Blu-ray means nothing to almost everyone. I don't know about you, but
yeah, you're not going to be watching a Blu-ray DVD on a laptop screen, you know. So
yeah, and the funny thing is that's probably where the majority of Blu-ray functionality is built into nowadays, just laptops or Or at least I haven't really seen much in the way of desktops yet.
No, because the drives are very expensive. I think they're still over $100 here for just a player. So,
that'd be heaps more than that over here. So,
on the TVs there, do they have the Windows 7 ads, like highlighting all things like Media Center and stuff?
Not from what I've seen. I don't think they have anything. I have seen a PC versus... I mean, I've seen a Mac ad. I get a Mac ad once ages ago. Might have seen that a few times around that particular time. But since then, I haven't seen them at all. So, yeah, they don't really have anything to do with those nowadays.
Yeah, so another thing with this is intuitive, familiar, and easy to use. PCs do what they want. They just work. Sounds like a Mac thing. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess the point of this is that...
into your trust.
Yeah, go with one you trust. And also, they're all going to do the same thing, really, but I guess
actually,
the point of this
I
is that
don't like.
Microsoft is a little too late on this.
Yeah. One of the things I don't like... Where is it? It says it somewhere. It's almost like they're giving in to the fact that Mac is better. They're saying, you know, even though Macs are really intuitive to use, you will already be familiar with Windows, so you should make sure that you get something that you're familiar with. I don't know. The wording of it was just stupid on their part, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I can't
Then there's
it.
The
so,
whole compatibility thing, and that's not even a real... case. Every file that I've got that's been written on Windows works fine on OS 10, you know? And every piece of software that you use on Windows, there's a Mac equivalent that reads it and opens it, you know? It's just annoying when people who don't know what they're talking about go in on this and say that Macs are more complicated and they need special software to use these things that you can do on Windows natively, but you need the software on Windows too, you know? You need a Microsoft Office, or you used to view a document file, but that was always built into OS 10. So, those kind of things just really annoy me, those kind of people. If you don't know the operating system, how it works, and if you don't have experience with it, don't talk about it, what it can do and can't do, you know? That just really annoys me. And, you know, some people are naive enough that they'll actually believe what someone is saying based on that. But really, people need to poke their heads up out of the sand and make their own choices. So,
yep.
Are you going to be getting a Mac? Like a 12-core Mac Pro, maybe?
No. If it weren't for the price, I would consider it and, you know, use Bootcamp to install Windows on there or something like that. I don't know what you do nowadays.
It's Bootcamp.
Okay, it is still good. Because I would still primarily use Windows, I think. But it would be interesting to be able to have the Mac functionality. I don't know. Yeah.
The only reason I got Windows here is because RuneScape runs so terribly on OS 10. If it wasn't for that, I would be on OS 10 probably 90% of the time if it wasn't for that. But I don't like playing standard detail. So. Mm.
I mean, my experience with Macs, I now that I actually work part-time, every day after school at this design place, I can say I have to use an iMac every day. But it is an old one, and it's only running, 10.4?
Tiger.
So,
10.4. That's like my old MacBook Pro was.
Obviously, I can't say it's... I can't say it's the latest version or anything, but from that, I definitely prefer Windows over Macs in almost every way.
Yeah,
there are a few small things and stuff. Oh yeah, I mean, I have used Snow Leopard there because they sold that computer now. They had Snow Leopard on a brand new iMac, which they have sold, and they did that in the past week because they don't need it; it's useless to them. And yeah, I had to install InDesign I had to install Adobe CS4 on that computer. And anyway, after I did that, they sold it because they realized they didn't need it. But anyway, so I did get to use that briefly. But apart from that, I just use Tiger every day. Where did I get to with the...
I don't know. I don't know what we're on here, but...
Anyway, it depends who you are. I find that Windows does everything I need it to, and Mac is limited in its functionality. If you can make it do what you want it to do, then sure, use it. It will be great for you. But personally, I cannot. That is my personal gripe.
I can make it say stuff.
Congratulations. There is the advantage of the terminal and stuff like that. I will give that to you. Windows is limited in that department. But then for general functionality, yeah, I'm sorry. Like something I was talking to Shane about last night is the fact that in OS X, if you want to open something with, say, a variety of file choices, you go right-click on it and go open with, and then it will come up with a list. On my iMac at work, it has a list that goes from the top of the screen to the bottom of the screen in the open with thing, and it is intensely frustrating if you want to go to just, if you do it with multiple files and you go to the same one. Things like that, because there is this stupid thing on Mac with the old versions of Photoshop and other things in the Adobe suite that included automated tasks, but they were each packaged in individual applications, and every single one of them, there are about 20 of them.
That's an Adobe problem.
It is an Adobe problem, but I'm just saying, they all appear in the Open With menu. Where Apple comes into this is you can only remove them from that Open Window, that Open With menu, by going into the underlying, you know, the source of the problem, where it actually contains those things. I don't know. It's convoluted and unnecessary.
But the thing is, a normal user would not have that problem.
No. But you see, in Windows, there is a graphical user interface for doing that. Well, and when you uninstall a program, it gets rid of those applications. When you uninstall a program you can't uninstall a program.
There is no uninstaller on OS X.
OS X. There is your problem. So,
yeah.
Just things like that.
I think
that.
We should be moving on now.
Okay, we should be moving on now.
Yeah,
we really should.
Yeah, I'm went on a big tangent but
it really depends as to which you're familiar with, which you prefer. It is a personal preference. This is just my Radley. I'm very sorry. India threatens to suspend BlackBerry by 31st of August. The country is reportedly considering similar bans.
Okay, you can read it.
Okay, sorry. What were you saying?
Continue. Oh, I was just saying that. Now that Saudi Arabia's back down on this, India wants in on the same kind of thing. That opened up a giant can of worms, didn't it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. The country is reported to be considering similar bans on Skype and Google services, according to the Financial Times. RIM has issued a statement outlining when it claims lawful access to encrypted data is acceptable. It has no special deals with specific countries, it claims. India fears the device could be used by militants and insurgents in a repeat of the 2008 attack on Mumbai that left 166 people dead. Note, Saudi Arabia has backed down.
Yeah, so, you know, this is the same kind of thing. I don't know. I personally don't see a problem with communications being monitored in Islam, like for national security like this, but you know, it was bound to open up a huge can of worms with this thing going
public. But then
I
don't see why would odd countries like these, what would they have to worry about? India and Saudi Arabia. Surely there are world superpowers who would have more of a problem with it, as the United States.
But they don't. You know, they're... The problem is that such a thing would never fly in the United States.
Yeah, if they wanted to do that, then they would face a major, major backlash, wouldn't they?
Yeah, so, you know, we're not going to see the end to this.
You never know.
There's going to have to be some kind of compromise made. Like, I don't know. Would you mind if your government watched every text message you sent for key phrases and words?
I may have a small problem with that. I mean, it's, you know, the evasion of privacy, it's just, it's not really
I have no problem with that. But, you know, it, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see where this goes, but the problem is that Skype is encrypted point to point, and there's no easy way to do that without rewriting the entire Skype protocol, you know, because it's encrypted before you leave your computer, and the kind of encryption just means that, well, can't be encrypted without you being on the other end, so it's going to be interesting what they expect from that. So, the reason I put this in is I was just wondering, out of everybody in our audience, I'd imagine most of them are the typical teenager types who have a smartphone or some kind of texting-based phone, but how many of you guys out there actually have BlackBerries? How many of you guys have iPhones?
I mean,
how many of you guys have a different kind of smartphone?
Majority of people, I don't think this would be a problem, even if they were monitored. And I can say I wouldn't mind that much, because it's not like it is only going to be the people who engage in illicit activities
looked at
who are going to be the problem.
If you flag a keyword or something, you know, so
yeah.
But
otherwise, it does not matter what else you're doing. Not gonna
Tell me what smartphone you use, everybody out there. Send me a PM on the forums, iPhone, BlackBerry, whatever.
Yeah.
That's sort
of use
thing.
A phone that is like almost as old as the number of years that I've been playing RuneScape for. No, not quite that old. It is,
me too.
It is very
me
old,
too.
Though.
My phone's from 2005.
It's 6 years old. I can't remember. It
is
a brick.
One? No, right.
In today's standards. Something like 19 millimeters in its depth, which is
those are
huge.
Called feature phones.
Okay.
Because they're not smart.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Anyway. We have a slight problem. This isn't good. We're going to have to forego the Skill of the Month update because RSBNB is apparently down right now.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to tell me that we had not been recording from the beginning. You had, like, misclicked the button or something.
No. The following maintenance window at the... Okay, it figures 10 p.m. Eastern to 1 a.m. No. Yeah, I got to contact the network people on this because apparently they're doing maintenance at the data center and... It wasn't supposed to affect anything, but now it is. So, no Skill of the Month update this week because I can't access the stats. Should have pulled that up beforehand.
Yeah. We'll have to do that.
Okay.
Oh, man, it's lucky that we
skipped the
wiki up. No, I just tried and, couldn't.
Okay, that's good then. Alrighty, well, I have a pick for you guys this week. Unless you have one.
Go for it.
Okay. This is an iPod, iPhone, iPad application. It's a Google application. I think you'll get the most mileage out of it if you're on an iPhone or a third generation iPod Touch that has a microphone on it. Because basically, you know, it can be hard to type on an iPhone keyboard a search string, right?
Yeah.
So what this application does, the Google application, is it takes... It's basically a different front end for search. So you press the button to search, and you talk into the phone or device, and you enter your search term by talking. So if you wanted RuneScape Bits and Bytes, you'd just say RuneScape Bits and Bytes. Google app would do text-to-speech translation and perform the search for you.
That's interesting.
So it's kind of like a bridge from – it's a text or speech-to-text thing for Google searching, which it – you know, it – on the iPad, it's not really that useful because the keyboard is decent, but I can imagine using it more if I was on an iPhone or everything. So if you're on one of those...
I'm quite surprised that they haven't really come up with that before.
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard to do speech recognition because there's so many different dialects, you know? Like,
yeah, that's right.
I'm from Alberta here, and we talk different than the people in Ontario and BC. Like, a native person could talking to someone can tell that you're not from the province where you're from. Then, of course, there's all the different dialects in the U.S., Southern, East Coast, West Coast, those kind of things. Then we got the really noticeable ones like you, you know? So That's why.
Ouch. No, no.
Well, no, no. Like, I mean...
No, no.
Well,
I know what you mean. On
it. Yeah. But, so, it's just, that's why it's so hard to do speech to text and stuff like that. But it gets most of the things right. I think I was happy with the confidence ratio of the application. The only time only interesting thing it came up was when I searched for RuneScape map, it gave me something about briskets. So, kind of funny, but okay. You just say it again slowly and clearly, and there you go. So, you can find that in the App Store. It's the Google app. It also provides links to all other Google services, Gmail, Buzz, those kind of things. So, definitely something to have. That's that. What have you been doing?
That's that. We've come to the end. Pretty much exactly the same as last week. School, work, homework, that is my day. Sleep.
Okay. Yeah. And a few Steel Dragons last night. Hey?
And a few yeah, I had to relax a little bit. I've got to catch up on homework now. No, I think I can do that tomorrow. And then on Monday, I have the last day for this English assignment that I'm working on. Just taking up my week.
Is it due on Monday?
It is due on Tuesday because we don't have class until Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah, so what is that? It's like four books or something put together into an essay?
Five.
Oh, five. Most I ever had to do was three. I'm glad I don't have your English class.
Yeah, it's not fair. Scholarship English, never do that again. But we're so behind in terms of the the roadmap. At the beginning of the year, they handed out, where we're supposed to be by such and such a point, the timeline. And we are literally like a whole term behind. We spent so long on some of the things. Yeah, it is pretty shocking. So I think we're going to have to forego
topic. Oh, okay. I'm not sure. Well, that's good then.
We have, what we have done thoroughly, to be fair. But the other things.
And it's not as though if you didn't do that topic, it'd be detrimental to you in an exam or anything.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then, but
it's going to be a tight term. I can tell you that. Still have to do speeches, which is another big
fun.
One.
But you got lots of practice in that.
Yeah, I should be all right this year. It's just, the topic is not going to be a good one. We have to teach the class something about a play that we have been studying, which is not very fun.
God.
Last year's was slightly more interesting. Last year's we could do whatever we wanted to. This year's also has to be twice as long as last year's. But on the whole, it should be easy. I mean, once I've watched this or read this play a couple of times, I'll be fine. So what have you been up to?
You made me forget. I was going to check my RuneWire, but, I got 88 Slayer, did another clue, stop Slayer, because it wasn't being rewarding enough, so I'm back to scaling now. I'm currently at 76 mining, going for 80. I don't know what possessed me to do that, but it's not too bad.
No, I mean, you're still at Granite. Personally, I would find that horrible. I couldn't endure that.
Well, I probably will find it horrible after moving to Concentrated Coal at 70.
But it's only one more level, isn't it? One more level.
Yeah.
And Concentrated Coal is
82k XP.
Much more straightforward. You just mine it and sit back.
Right.
So
With Concentrated Coal, does it mine at the same rate as coal, or does it reset because it's a new ore?
It's faster.
Oh, good. That's good.
I don't know why
so
it's
I have
faster,
to look forward
but
to.
For some reason they made it like that.
Aside from that, just working on the same old RuneWire stuff, implementing the front-end display nature of it. So that is what I would call an alpha stage right now, I guess, meaning it doesn't have all the features. So I have a list of stuff to do on it. But, of course, if I was to tell you what these were, it would be...
you would have to
giving
kill us.
Things away. Well, no, I can tell you that there's going to be a delete feature, a lock feature, an edit feature, and
yay!
there's going to be those for sure. I can't tell you much else, but yeah.
And is there going to be a post feature?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes. That was what I was hoping for.
Yeah, there's going to be a post feature. So, and you helped me with a few little CSS gotchas along the way since you built that.
That was like one
template.
Thing, but...
Well, two or three.
You're welcome.
But yeah, I think that's about it, really. StarCraft 2, played some of that today. One or two, I think. You know, it's so annoying, that game, sometimes, because you, within 5 minutes, the game is over. I know you used to play some RTS with your brother, didn't you?
I did, yep.
Did you rush him?
No, that would just be mean.
So,
I was never that good at rushing anyway, so.
Okay.
Although I did do it to a couple of scenarios. Not scenarios. What are they called? Just single-player games. Yeah, a few times. Just
campaign missions or something.
But no, I was never that good at strategic things.
Yeah, I really like RTS games, so. That'll be that, I think. You have anything else you want to talk about?
Nope. I'm all done.
Alrighty then. It's been RSBNB Update 269, and we will see you guys next week. Goodbye, everyone.
See ya. It was a good day yesterday. I liked yesterday.
You're not going to start singing that song, Yesterday?
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. I think that was slightly too high. That was a
You sing it better than Brad did.